Can I give a gambling PSA here real quick, Ben?
Go for it. Yeah.
If you're gambling to win money, you're gambling for the wrong reason. What is up? Good evening. Welcome home. Welcome back. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. Glad to be back after a week off. Glad to have with us our guest tonight, a returning guest, very good friend of mine, the pride and joy, the prodigal son of Chalmette, Louisiana, not to be confused with the world's worst gambler, who is still kind of ghosting me on coming on the podcast, but the one and only, my good friend, Ben, what's up, man?
Prodigal son has returned. Yeah, no, man, doing well, man. Excited to talk a little bit of football. I'm just excited, and just excited in general. You know, just good, great day to be alive, man.
It's a great day to be alive. Yeah. I gotta go right back to Chalmette on you, dude. What's going on with Aldon Smith?
Dude, I saw that shit. Are you crazy?
He didn't get any of your friends, huh?
No. I didn't know the guy he beat the shit out of, apparently. Okay. So apparently he was walking out of, I think, just a convenience store of some sort. I don't know. I didn't catch the whole story, but I did see that he beat the shit out of somebody in Chalmette, which, that happens a lot. It doesn't happen with a former All-Pro football player.
That's a Tuesday in Chalmette.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, but not when Aldon Smith's involved. It's kind of a, it's kind of a big deal. I mean, it reminded me of the time when Darren Sharper got arrested in St. Bernard too, when all that stuff came down on him. So that was kind of big news when that came out. And man, we're famous for arresting NFL players or former or just NFL players in general. That's what we do, Chalmette.
Dude, I'm from Slidell, so I got no room to talk about anything.
No. No, you don't.
I can't. But I got out. Yeah,
you got out, man, and you're better.
They tried to pull me back in, but I said, no, Slidell, not today, Slidell. I'm getting the hell out of there.
Mm-mm. Yeah, man.
Dude, we've not been having a whole lot of compelling wagering to talk about lately.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've listened to the last few pods. You probably haven't, but I know you're a busy, busy man. Mm-hmm. And taking the over isn't on your agenda. But we've had to get real creative and talk about like fucking codependency and Ooh. Alpaca manure and just mm-hmm. it's been a wild trip. But tonight it's not gonna be like that.
I might have to go check those out now.
Yeah,
sounds interesting.
So, it's always interesting. There was nothing to bet on. I told people to go take the over on every single fucking Pelicans game, like from here on out.
Yeah,
I think I told you that, like individually. I was like, "Yeah,
dude, you told me that like a couple weeks ago." Yeah,
yeah.
It didn't work out the two times that I bet the overs. Just no. That's not true. I actually bet the over on Sunday, and if it did not go into overtime, I would have lost by like, I mean, they were under by like 15 points. So,
that happened. Yeah. Well, dude, we went and watched the ball game with Uncle Tommy again.
Yeah,
in the suite, and everybody played the under with him.
Okay,
and so everybody was rooting for the under.
Right.
It was fun. And the under. I mean, the under was like so. I mean, the under dominated.
Yeah. So
in that case, the under was fun.
It's been a while since I think they hit the over besides that overtime game on Sunday. So.
Yeah, the number was so high, they just had to regress back to the mean. You know, yeah, I mean, like it's. I had people that tailed me though and made some money, because they went on some streaks there. Just, I don't know.
Yeah,
gotta bet them all.
Sometimes you gotta bet the heaters, man. Yeah,
it's like Pokemon. Gotta bet them all.
Gotta bet them all. I'm not sure that's exactly the words, but okay, we'll go with it. Yeah.
You know, there's been some UFC.
Yeah.
It's just there hasn't been
light.
There hasn't been NFL shit to bet on.
No, nah,
and nothing. You know, that's why I'm so excited about tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight we're gonna do NFL draft.
Yep.
You know, and some draft props.
I'm liking it.
And then we're gonna talk about win totals have been published. MGM's already published their win totals for NFL teams, all 32 teams, for next season.
Hell yeah.
And what is remarkable, historic, amazing about this, is the first time ever with a 17-game season.
Mm-hmm.
So win totals are fucking different now.
They are definitely different.
We have to take a different look at them tonight. So
yeah, it's kind of weird, man. I'm like, you know, before I forgot, I was looking at the win totals before I remembered that there were 17 games. And I know we'll talk about this later, but when I saw the Saints at 9.5, I was like, I mean, that's kind of optimistic. But then I realized we're playing 17 games this year.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that kind of seems right. Okay.
They go 10-7. They've popped that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
10-7. 10-7. What a weird record.
What a weird record that is.
I mean, are you even happy?
That looks so weird. What's that?
That's the thing, dude. Are you even happy with 10-7?
I think so. Yeah. Why not? I mean, I don't know what to, dude. I have no idea what to expect this year. No.
10-7 get you in the playoffs?
Ooh.
Intrigue coming up later.
Yeah, ooh.
Intrigue coming up later. I could talk about that super interesting stuff right now, Ben.
Yeah, they call that a teaser.
Well, that's one definition of a teaser.
Yeah, one. That's one. Yeah, we'll talk about the other
teasers. Have to wait for this fall for the other teasers.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, let's start with the draft. Look, draft's coming up. Just want to remind everybody, and Ben, probably inform you for the first time, we are having a huge Dome Patrol United NFL draft extravaganza party live stream.
Nice.
On Facebook.
Okay.
We did it last year. It got like 1,000 views. It's just a party.
All right. I'm
We're going to like friends and guests and like founding fathers of Dome Patrol Network and all, like everybody's going to be around. It's going to be a party. It's on that Thursday night. Yeah.
All right.
And if any other, anybody really is compelled to be on that show, get at me. I can probably get you on it. Right. Yeah. All we're right. just going to, nope. we're going to have fun with that.
All right.
But, I'm not a big mock draft guy.
Yeah. Me either.
I don't like mock drafts. I don't like fucking trades in mock drafts. That makes me want to pull my hair out.
Speculating on trades, yeah.
Making a bullshit trade. I mean, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's got to be tough to be a like your Mel Kuypers and your, you know, those guys that do these mock drafts. I mean, really, with any certainty, do you really have any? I mean, after like the first couple picks this year, I mean, do you have any kind of certainty? I mean, it's
no,
you're speculating, that's all you're doing.
I'm still feeling bad for Mel. You mentioned Mel Kuyper, dude. Yeah. About 5-7 years ago, they just said, hey, Mel, here's your new stepbrother, he's gonna be doing half of what you fucking do.
Yeah,
like ESPN went and got what's the other guy's name,
Todd McShay.
McShay,
yeah,
ESPN's like, yeah. Hey, Mel, you're gonna have to share your bedroom.
Nice.
It's like, I don't even know. They both work for ESPN. It's like, I don't even know who to listen to. Neither. Yeah. Fuck them. Yeah. But at least Mel had that old school. I'd been disliking him for a very long time.
Right.
You know, and once you establish that relationship of dislike with a particular media personality, I like to keep that going and not introduce additional ones that I dislike.
Right. It's hard to dislike multiple people that are doing the same thing, but I mean, they pull it off pretty well, you know?
And then they introduce McShay, and then they put it behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear what Kuyper and McShay have to say? We're going to put it behind a pay. And you know what I say?
Mm-mm.
Fucking good. I don't have to see it now.
No, I don't have to see it. Yeah, it's covered up. Yeah,
it's covered up. You can't get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get ridiculous amounts of porn, depraved things, but I can't get.
I don't have to pay for that either.
I can't get Mel Kiper's fucking picks. So okay, whatever.
Yeah. I'm
good. First wager I've got here, number 3 overall pick. So it's like. Yep. Looks like Sunshine's going to go number 1.
Right.
And then BYU Kid's going to go number 2.
Yep, Zach Wilson, yep.
And then the 49ers have exhausted all of this draft capital to, according to the odds makers, I'm using DraftKings odds on this.
Uh-huh.
Mac Jones is the odds-on favorite at -167 on DraftKings.
Yep.
That's who they, and then Fields is +175.
Yeah.
And it's like Pitts is +3,300, but it's like they did all that to get Mac Jones.
Did they? I mean, you buy that? I mean, I remember several months, I guess probably about a month, maybe about 2 months ago, they were talking about, like, there was this speculation that the Saints, he might fall to the Saints at 28.
I didn't want the Saints to take him at 28.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm not a huge fan of Mac Jones. I've watched him play a lot because I'm a huge LSU fan. So I've seen Mac Jones play a lot just because, you know, I watch a lot of the SEC games. And I'm just not overly impressed, man. He's great. He kind of reminds me of like a poor man's Drew Brees, like in the sense that he's very good with pocket awareness, but his accuracy is not as great as Drew. He's got a little bit better arm than Drew. I mean, just kind of not overly impressive with the guys that he plays with. I mean, he's going to have played with, you know, I'm assuming 2 first round receivers. Draft. And, you know, a first round running back. And I think at least 1 first round offensive lineman and several to come after that, too. So, I mean, the talent he has surrounding him, you know, is absurd.
You say poor man's Drew Brees.
Yep.
I say poor man's Danny Werfel.
Dude,
he's a Danny Werfel, bro.
Jeez.
He's a Danny Werfel. You're too young to know who Danny Werfel was, he got drafted in the Ditka era after lighting it up at the University of Florida when Spurrier was there. Yeah. Heisman winner.
Yeah.
Bro, Mac Jones has 2 of the top 3 receivers that are going to be taken in the draft.
Yep.
He has the first running back that's going to be taken in the draft. Offensive line goes without saying that they have an amazing offensive line perpetually.
Right.
He is another false messiah. I've said this so many times on this show, dude, that I apologize if you're a loyal listener. Loyal listeners, don't hold this against me. Alabama has not had a successful NFL quarterback since Joe Namath.
Joe Namath, yeah. And I would even argue that Joe Namath was not even that successful. I mean, he had a decent career. I mean, I think he had more interceptions than touchdowns in his career. The only thing Joe Namath was good for that he predicted the win in Super Bowl 3. That was it. I mean,
and he's good entertainment when
he's good entertainment value. Yeah. Oh man, but yeah, I mean, so that being said, I mean, are you buying him at the 3rd pick? I mean, do you think that's what's going to happen there? Or are you leaning somewhere else? I mean,
it would be. I think it's going to happen. I mean, I think it's going to be really stupid and ill-informed, but I think it's going to happen. I think it's, in fact, it's going to impact my take on the 49ers win total.
Okay.
Because Garoppolo will probably stick around San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be there next year for sure.
But he's a paper doll. Like, he fucking crumbles, dude.
Yeah.
And so I just think that I think there's good value on Justin Fields.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's
at that number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because that's the right pick for them.
Yep.
They don't need a tight end, or I'd say take Pitts.
Yeah, Pitts. I think Pitts probably the top most talented guy on the board at that.
Pitts
at
is that a pick. Generational yeah. talent in this draft.
Freak, man. Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think there's good value. I'm staying away. I'm not making a wager on that.
I wouldn't either. I see Trey Lance on here too. I'm looking at my side at plus 250 at the
plus 400 on DraftKings.
See, I mean, there's argument there too. Like you said, I think that's probably a problem. I mean, all signs are pointing to Mac Jones. Don't necessarily agree, but I mean, I personally would not be picking Mac Jones, and I personally would not bet that Mac Jones is going to be picked third.
Well, then so. It goes. I've got one that's good here. First team to draft Justin Fields.
Ooh,
okay. Now this is where DraftKings is kind of wacky too, by the way.
Okay.
Because they've got first team to draft Justin Fields. They've got San Francisco at plus 100 in the third position.
Okay.
They've got Atlanta at plus 400. Of course, Atlanta's picking fourth. That's New weird. England at plus 600 and Denver at plus 800.
So favorite is San Francisco.
According to DraftKings on that one.
I got you. Okay.
But you got to say that's where it comes to the fourth pick in Atlanta.
Right.
And is Atlanta going to take Pitts or is Atlanta going to take Fields?
Man, you still got Matt Ryan there. So, I mean, you've got a couple years at least, I would say, with Matt Ryan. Do you sit on Fields or do you try to go all in, get him a game-changing tight end and try and win a Super Bowl? I say you go Pitts, but, I mean – I guess it depends on. I mean, you got to think. I would say on the majority of draft boards, you got to have Pitts ahead of Fields as far as just overall talent wise. I mean,
look at it like this. They're either going to get. So the owners come out and said that he's in support of Matt Ryan. That's what Arthur Blank has said. That's a good indicator. Unless they're employing him to send up smoke screens,
right?
You know. As a Saints fan and as a Falcon hater.
Yes. Pick Justin Fields.
I don't want him to take Pitts. I don't want to take Pitts.
I don't either, dude. He's going to be a nightmare to cover.
Yeah. And another, I mean, this, even though their offense has, their defense has struggled and their offense has been just disarray. I think it's been coaching more than anything.
Right.
Pitts is the best tight end to come out in quite some time, maybe 10 years, versus getting the fourth best quarterback in this draft.
Right.
When you have Matt Ryan.
I would like for them to draft Fields because I think Fields is a project, right? I don't think he's going to come in. He's not going to be a day one starter. And he is. He's like the fourth best, you know, I would argue third best quarterback in this draft. But yeah, please. I would hate to see them take Pitts because Pitts is your day one starter at tight end. I mean, he's that good. So I just can't. Yeah, I can't see that. Can't say that I would be happy to see them draft the Pitts. So we'll see, man. I mean, look, the Falcons are just they suck. I hate them. So they'll probably fuck it up. They'll probably take Fields. I mean, I'm hoping they will. So, but I think I'm assuming he's going to be the highest tight end ever drafted if he goes at number four, right? He's got to be. I mean, he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that's gone that high. And I'm Googling it right now, but I haven't seen.
Kellen Winslow Jr. went high.
Okay.
To the Browns.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was that high.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to find here. Yeah, so I'm looking at. Looks like okay. Vernon Davis was sixth overall. That was the highest.
Wow.
So he would definitely be.
Was he was he worth it for what they got out of him for how long?
God no, not even.
I think so. I don't think so.
But I mean, yeah, I think this guy's. I think he's a generational talent, though, man. So we'll see.
He literally would be if he's taken that high.
Yeah, he better be.
first wide receiver drafted overall.
Yep.
All right. Ja'Marr Chase is the leader here.
Yep.
He's the favorite.
Yep.
Despite taking a year off. there's wild speculation about where he's going to go. They, you know, does he reunite with Burrow in Cincinnati? Is Cincinnati going to get offensive line help? The odds makers think that Chase is the number one receiver taken.
Yep.
And then after that, it's some, it depends on where you look.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my friendly maker of books is odds. So, you know, tell me what you've got, but I've got Waddle at plus 550, you know, Jalen Waddle out of Alabama.
Okay, that's what I have too, actually.
And then you've got Devontae Smith at plus 650.
Yep, I've got him at 600. So, yep. Yeah, I've got Jamar Chase. I got Jamar Chase at minus 800. So,
yeah, I got him at minus 700.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, that's – I mean, look, Jamar Chase is – I watched him play. I mean, I watched him live. I watched him on TV just about every down he played in 2019. I mean, he is a freak show, man. I mean, he's your like prototypical big play receiver, big, fast, strong, can shed blocks, can do it all, man. So, I mean, yeah, if I was going to, I mean, at minus 800, I mean, honestly, I think there's value there because I think there's anybody that gets drafted ahead of him. I just don't see how you watch. I mean, look, Devontae Smith is very good too, and so is Jalen Waddle. But I mean, Jamar Chase just checks all the boxes, dude. I mean, he's a freak. So I mean, definitely thinking Jamar Chase will be the first receiver. I don't think there's any question there.
So worth all that? Is it worth all that juice though? There's a lot of juice on that one. Underestimate the power of stupid team.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the fun thing about betting on the draft.
Is
boneheaded moves.
Yep.
You know, that you went and took the guy out of Ole Miss.
Yeah.
That was projected to go in the second round ahead of fucking Devontae. You just see crazy shit.
Yeah, it is craziness. But yeah, it's not worth the juice. It's not worth it. You know, you find something like, I mean, look, I mean, Devontae Smith at plus 600 is worth. I think maybe like $20 on it and then roll with it.
Dude, if I'm a GM, I think I might do that. I mean, I might draft Devontae Smith first, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't. I mean, they're both really good, so you can't go wrong there. But no, I was when you started saying like, okay, you never can underestimate the most the bonehead stuff. All right, so when you think of like draft day, like what the hell are they doing? What's that one pick that comes to mind for you? I've got mine, but so mine is Darius Hayward Bay. I remember that. I think he went like fourth overall.
Is it the Raiders?
The Raiders took him. And everybody, he was like the sixth wide receiver on almost everybody's board. And he went like number four overall.
Yeah. The Raiders are good for that. The Raiders are pretty consistent. Like people bag on the Jets and the Browns. You know, I think everybody's pretty, even Saints fans will shit on our decision making, but this regime has done pretty fucking good. Yeah, I mean, you know, but I think it's just natural in a fan base to be critical of their team, just cynical about it, you know, just cynical about how their team drafts. And the Raiders are consistently bad. Yeah. I mean, there's no.
they're the Raiders, man. They're all over the place. That's exactly why you can't take the juice on Jamar Chase just because of teams like that.
Right.
You can't do it.
Well, Ben, dude, next I'm ready. I'm ready to talk about NFL win totals for the 2021 season. MGM has published theirs. And so if you're a listening fan of the show in the New Orleans metro area, you can go to the Beau Rivage. You can bet these. This is how you do this. It's in speculative. You don't need an app or you don't need a friend that makes books for a living. You can go do this at the Beau Rivage. That's one of many MGM joints. I'm sure William Hill will be coming out with theirs soon. But, and again, the extraordinary circumstance here, Ben, is that we're looking at a 17-game season for the first time ever. So when you're making a bet that is a total wins that a team is going to get in a year, this is the first time they've had 17 games in a regular season to achieve those wins. So, man, throw conventional logic out the door. Starting out, we're going to have the Jacksonville Jags. Last year, one win. This year, the over-under is 6.5 wins.
Woo, man. Yikes.
Ben, what's your thoughts on Jacksonville at 6.5?
I mean, what? I'm feeling like what? I'm trying to think, did they like sign somebody? I mean, look, I know they're getting Trevor Lawrence.
They've got a lot of money. They haven't spent much of it yet, but they're.
You think they're.
Don't scare them. They will.
Okay. Yeah. Well, oh, man. Every ounce of me is screaming under here. I mean, mm-hmm. even with the extra game. By the way,
it's okay to take unders here on this.
Okay. On the win totals, cool.
We're not going to clown people for taking the over on this. The unders and overs are both valid bets.
Okay. So
we're making money cool. here.
On win totals. Got it.
This, all right. Yes. We're making right. money here. Cool. We're not. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So give me the under on that shit, man, all day. I mean, Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. And then I don't know who else they got. I mean,
They got like $70 million.
They do have a lot of cap space. Yes, they do. So, but I mean,
it's undetermined.
They're just kind of throwing the shit together and just trying to make it stick. So yeah, give me the under on that shit all day.
Dude, their owner is like more concerned with pro wrestling.
Yeah.
They've got all this money. They haven't been able to go play in London where they're, you know.
Yeah.
It's like that's where they get their spirit energy from is London. They are. I'm going to stay away from this one for a while. Okay. That one's just got some bad voodoo on it. Next, the New York Jets. Last year, 2 wins.
Yeah, 2 wins.
This year,
14. They could have had the first pick, but they're fucking done. But anyway.
They failed at that too.
Yes.
This year, 6 wins.
6 wins. Good God, man. So they traded away Darnold, so they don't have him anymore.
They got to get a quarterback.
They've got to get a quarterback. So, I mean, where are they picking in the draft? Are they their top five, I'm assuming?
They're number two.
They're number two, so they're getting Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson. Yeah. Wow. Whew. Yeah, I mean, my gut says under on that as well, dude. I mean, like, you're gonna have a rookie quarterback. You're the Jets. I mean, that should be enough, right? That's got to be enough. Yeah, that's under.
That's a lot.
Under to me too, dude.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave the 17 games.
Yeah, no, even that extra game doesn't scare me that much, honestly, dude.
You think 6-11's out of reach for them?
Yes,
I think you're right. I'm staying away from this one too, though.
Okay,
I've got a few that I feel real strongly about.
Okay,
that I'm gonna put all of the fake money on.
Okay,
49ers.
Hey boy.
Last year, 6. This year, 10.
I see. Look, I'm looking. Like, I have mine pulled up here. I have them on Vegas Insider. 10.5.
With who?
This is Vegas Insider. I'm looking at
Vegas. Vegas Insider aggregates information from actual sports books.
Okay, so there you go. Oh, okay, so it's like an aggregate of all the. Okay.
No, if you're seeing it, somebody's offering it. They're going to cite the source.
Okay, so let's see. Yeah, you can get 10.5 somewhere. So that is DraftKings. It's on DraftKings, apparently. So I just clicked on it. Oh, but whatever. Eat 10.5. I mean, that seems absurdly high.
You can get it at 10.5. It's a no-brainer, but I don't think you're going to be able to get that at 10.5.
Yeah.
I think 10, we're going to say we're going on down to the Boat Rivage to place
these. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. I'll follow what you got.
You want to have real money, real tickets. These are long-term bets.
Yep.
All of this being said, the San Francisco we've already discussed earlier.
Right.
Some potential bad decision-making on their horizon. 6 wins, everybody wants to point to their injuries, and they did have a lot of injuries. But, dude, that was not – they're riding the high. They're riding that bias of their Super Bowl appearance a couple years ago.
Okay? Right.
This is a chance right here. I want 3 units on the under.
Wow.
San Francisco, yikes. 10 wins. I don't think San Francisco is going 10-7 or 11-6. I think that I think they're going to get nine. The nine-win team would be overachieving for them.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the same team they did 2 years ago. That defense was insanely good that, you know, and they, I mean, they've lost several people from that defense.
Yeah, defense is what was holding them together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm thinking, I'm like,
Ten's a lot, dude.
What am I missing here? I don't think I'm missing anything. Yeah.
That's one. That's one that you got to jump on.
And you've got, I mean, look, typically the way that I look at these is looking at who is your quarterback, right? Who's going to be the man leading the charge for you? And then the next thing I would look at is head coach. They got a decent head coach. I like Shanahan, good coach. But do they have got either Garoppolo or, you know, whoever they might pick at the number three spot? Mac Jones?
It's going to be Mac Jones.
That? You buying that? I mean,
no.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's kind of, ooh.
I like under 10 on San Francisco is a lock. Max bet, 3 units.
There you go. Do it.
Next team is Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, dude, I forgot how shitty the Falcons were last year.
They were terrible.
Really, four wins. They won 4 games last year.
4-12, yeah.
The over-under on the Falcons is 7.5.
Yikes. Have they improved that much?
I don't fucking know. I don't want to fuck with the Falcons, dude.
Extra games. I wouldn't fuck with you. I would not mess with this because the Falcons, like, you don't know what you're going to get from the fucking Falcons, man. They, like, if they decide to play and they might all, you know, be bought in. They have a new coach now? Yeah, they have a new coach, right?
Yeah, new coach.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't touch this either, bro. Like, you never know what you get. I mean, the Falcons have, you know, pretty damn good quarterback, pretty good damn receivers. I mean, their line's in, but... Ew, man, a first-year head coach? No thanks. I'm good. I pass on that because you never know. Could be.
I don't need another reason to hate the Falcons, so I'm not going to get pissed off at them by placing money on them.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm not
going
to do that. Next team is going to be Dallas.
Mm, okay.
Dallas, 6 wins last year. Over-under on Dallas is 9 this year.
God, man, that's... Well, I mean, they won 6. That was without Dak. I mean, Dak was what, hurt like in the third, fourth game, something like that.
He got hurt early enough.
Yeah. 9 for Dallas. Yeah, I don't like that one either, man. Like, because, I mean, Dallas could be decent. I mean, they...
Yeah. The NFC East needs a hero.
They do need a hero.
They need somebody to emerge.
Good God. Yeah, the NFC East is just cool. Okay.
I'm a Dak fan. I'm not a Cowboys fan. Yeah. I think there's other value here. I'm going to skip this one personally.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I think that there's other ones that we've got good value on.
Yeah, yeah.
The Eagles is intriguing because the Eagles won 4 games last year with Carson fucking Wentz as their quarterback, and then they made the decision – to switch to Jalen Hurts before they played the Saints. And I went, well, now they're going to fucking beat us.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they did. Those fuckers.
And they did. And if they had made that decision way earlier in the season, the Eagles would have won a lot. Eagles probably would have won the NFC East.
Yeah. They definitely could have won that division with Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
With Jalen. And now over under on them, 17 game season, 7 wins for the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like the over. I don't love the over. I like the over. I mean, you got Jalen Hurts. You've got a great head coach. I mean, a Super Bowl winning coach, you know? So I like the over here, dude. I think Philly in a really shitty division. I mean, the shittiest of shitty divisions, they can win 7-8 games. They can go 8-9. They can go 8-9. They can go 7-10. I mean, that seems doable. I mean, you have them at 6 or 7? You said
7.
7? Okay, I'm looking at 6.5. But either way, I think I like the over at 7. I really like it at 6.5. If you can get it at 6.5, give me that all day long. Because, like I said, dude, I mean, you've got at least what, 3 wins in the division? I mean, at least you're gonna win 3. You're gonna go 3-3 in the division. So that's 3. So you got to win 4 more. And I don't know. I think this is how it worked. How it's working is that the last place team will play the last place team from the opposite conference. So that means they are going to play. You ready for this? The Jets. So they're going to get a game against the Jets.
That's a win. That's a win.
That's a win. So that's four wins right there. I mean,
they just got to scrap together three and a half, technically, Ben, but they're not going to win half a game. So they've got to get four.
Yeah, we got to get four. So
you don't want to push. Here's what
don't want to push.
Here's what I can guarantee you about Philadelphia if you make this bet on Philadelphia next year. Mm-hmm. Bro, you're going to be having that gambling sweat week 16, 17, 18. You're going to, you know, like that long term gambling boner where you're like, oh my God. It's still going on.
Why did I do that?
because you know it's going to come down to the wire on that bet. Yeah. I'm in for one unit on the over just because I
like it too.
That's what I live for. That's going to be great entertainment.
These are long sweats. Like these are all like, I mean, you literally on some of these, you're going to be waiting to week, what? I guess it's week 18 now. Week 18, right?
Can I give a gambling PSA here real quick, Ben?
Go for it. Yeah.
If you're gambling to win money, you're gambling for the wrong reason.
I totally agree.
You're gambling for the fun.
Put
one unit on the fun of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Taking the over on the Eagles 7 wins. Next team, Ben, our interdivision rival, Carolina Panthers. 5 wins last year. They had no Christian McCaffrey, and they've moved on from Teddy B. Mm-hmm. And now they're projected at 7.5, according to MGM.
Hmm. I'm thinking, immediately, who's our quarterback?
Right? Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, the same guy that led the Jets to 2 wins?
Correct.
Okay. Now, look, you know, there's the whole, all right, he's under a new coaching regime. He's, with Matt Rhule and Joe Brady.
Who've not yet proven themselves to be masterminds in the NFL, by the way.
Not yet, but let's be honest. They didn't have McCaffrey for the majority of last year. You know, that hurts when you have, like, literally your best player is gone for, like, what did he miss, like 10 games last year or something like that? He missed a lot of games. So, yeah, I don't like this one at all. I would honestly stay away from this one.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a leaning, I would probably lean, oh my God, under. I would stay away from this one.
Broncos, 5 last year, 7.5 this year.
What? Really?
I think the Broncos are about to go into a period of like bad. Yeah. They've had an ownership squabble amongst like 5 fucked up grown up kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got the iconic hero of John Elway calling the shots. And so what's going to happen is John Elway's been searching for his quarterback forever. You know, ever since Peyton Manning, he got like half of Peyton Manning for a couple of years, but we got a Super Bowl out of it. But dude, this seems like a team that's set up for a prolonged period of bad.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to put one unit on the under 7.5 for the Broncos. I think they could be one of these real tragedies this year.
I agree. There is, when I look at the Broncos, it's, there's just not a whole lot of talent on that roster, man.
No,
there's just not. Like,
there's not.
The guy that comes to mind is Von Miller, but he's been hurt.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, he's one guy on your defense. Like that offense is not good. God, yeah, I like the under. I would throw a unit on the under on that one, 7.5. I mean, shit. Yeah.
Give me the staying under. Take a unit under there. Next team is the Patriots. 7 wins last year. Looks like they're sticking with Cam. Vegas has got him at 9.5 this year.
Ooh, that's intriguing, man. That's intriguing because, you know, it's the Belichick Cam show again. Oh, I don't know, dude. Oh man, I don't like it either way. But I don't feel strongly either way, but I'd lean under here just because nothing's changed, right? Nothing's changed. I mean, as far as like their roster, I mean, nothing major. Mm-hmm.
They're getting some guys back that sat out for COVID.
Oh, that's true. They did have a few guys. Yeah.
But this is another 17 game season.
Yeah.
I'm in. If I'm in a 17 game season, I'm in taking the over here.
Okay. So you like them winning 10?
Yeah. In a 17 game season, I think Belichick finds a way to do it. Okay. And it's just the Patriot way, dude. They're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
They're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
The Bengals. Four wins last year. MGM's got them at 6.5 this year.
Give me over all day long, bro. Joey B. Gonna have him a year. No, I don't know. I don't know what the Bengals are gonna do. Your big question is Joey gonna be is Joe Burrow gonna be full strength? Right. I mean, he just tore his ACL and MCL. I mean, oof.
Yeah, he might. I don't think he's gonna start the season back. He's gonna miss.
Is he gonna miss games? Yes.
It's almost like a 1 year recovery for that thing.
Yeah.
Well, and he hurt himself in the season. So
yeah, it was mid season. Yeah.
Here's number one. You could see them do something and bring Burrow back along slowly.
Yep.
Curious to see what they do in the draft. Are they going to go lineman?
Right.
You'd think they would.
Yep.
You'd think they'd get some offensive line help in the offseason via free agency.
Veterans. Yep.
But the underlying thing here for me is I'm not putting fucking money on the Bengals to do anything.
That should be A number one. Yeah.
Oh my God. Every week of the season, I'm rooting for the Bengals to win.
Yeah, no, that's a hard life, dude. That is a hard life.
That. And you know what? I'm going to go back and change my I'm going to change my Patriots. I'm going under on the Patriots.
Okay. What made you change under, your mind?
Because I don't want to root for the Patriots all there year either. Go. I want to enjoy.
You enjoy watching them lose.
I want to enjoy watching Cam lose and watching Belichick lose and watch them go back into obscurity. Chargers, 7 last year.
Yep.
9-8 is the projection this year.
Man, I like the Chargers, man. I think they're going to be – I like Justin Herbert. I love I can't remember the coach's name, but I really like the coach as well. So I actually like this one a lot. This is probably the one of the ones that I was kind of targeting that I like the over because they are – And the only caveat to this is that they are – well, I mean, look, they're in the AFC West, where really, besides the Chiefs, I mean, the Raiders and the Broncos are, you know.
Beat up on them, yeah.
Yeah, you can get 4 wins right there, right? You can beat the Raiders and the Broncos. And then, let's see, you would be playing – they'd be playing the 49ers in their cross-divisional game, right? So I mean, that honestly, that's to me is a winnable game for them, right? So I like the over here. I like it a lot, actually. I'd be a 2-unit play on that. I like
it. Right.
That's just
I like your rambunctiousness. I'm gonna stay away from that one too.
Yep.
Next one is intriguing. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs, who won 14 games last year in a 17 game season. Vegas is picking them to win 12.
Really? Yeah.
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 So you think they're 12? You think 5 teams are going to knock off the Chiefs?
Five losses?
You think five Chiefs losses? I mean, that feel like they could do 13-3 in a 16 game season.
Yeah, no doubt.
But we talked about quarterback earlier, and the first thing you think about when you look at these is we immediately associate quarterback. If Mahomes goes down, or as we saw in the Super Bowl, offensive line injuries led to catastrophe for that team.
Right. Yeah.
And they let fucking Tom Brady and Roger Goodell put it in them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did. And I believe that Mahomes had surgery on his toe, turf toe surgery.
Yeah. Medical science is amazing.
It is. It's great. So good. I still think, I mean, with Mahomes, though, I mean, I don't like either way on this because I can see them regressing a little bit because they lost a lot of their offensive line, too, right? I mean, didn't they lose like a couple of their tackles?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. I mean, I don't like it. There's a lot of uncertainty there. But if I was leaning, I would lean the over just because, I mean, you still have Pat Mahomes. You still have Andy Reid. You still have supreme talent at tight end, wide receiver, running back. I mean, you know, their defense will be decent. I mean, decent enough to win games. So I think my head's telling me over, but I don't like it either way, you know.
I'm staying away from this one.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to load up on the next one.
Ooh.
Because next we're going to talk about our beloved New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
This number right here feels like disrespect.
Okay.
I feel okay. Disrespect, Benjamin.
Okay.
We're looking at the Saints coming off of a 12-win season. And Vegas is saying in a 17-game season, they're pegging them at 9.5, meaning they've only got to get to 10-7.
10-7.
And you're a winner. 9.5.
Well, I already
coming
know.
Off a 12-win.
Yeah.
What do you got, Ben?
I got nothing because I learned a long time ago that I do not bet on the Saints. And I very rarely bet on the Saints. Very rarely. But I don't know what to expect this year, man. What's Jameis gonna do? What's this defense gonna look like this year? I have so many question marks, man. What are they gonna do in the draft? What are we gonna get some help? You know, on the defense, are we gonna get Jameis a wide receiver to play with? I mean, I don't know, man. I don't like betting on the Saints.
I feel like one of the first pieces of advice I ever gave on this show was not to bet. Don't get heavy on your hometown team.
Don't bet your heart, man.
That you love. Yep. You let bias come in, and this and that and the other. Well, and then I shortly got away from that rule because the fact of the matter is,
it's so much more fun.
Well, and I know more about the Saints than any other team.
Yeah, true. That's true. Me too. Same.
We know more about the Saints than anybody else.
Yep.
So 9.5 feels like disrespect. Get over there now and get these bets placed because guess what? All the home and if you go to the fucking bow, when the money starts stacking on the Saints, your value is going to go down.
Yeah, it's going to go to 10.
They're gonna fuck with that money. No, they're gonna fuck with the money line.
Yeah, okay.
They're gonna fuck with the odds. They're not gonna fuck with the wins. They're gonna fuck with the odds.
Yeah.
So get over there ASAP. Fucking put, dude, 10-7.
Put some respect on our name.
Some respect on my name. Put 3 units. this is a big. You know, this put a max bet on the Saints.
Nice
to win over 9.5. Take the over on the Saints win total next year. Fucking the next couple I'm going to blow through quickly.
Yep.
The Vikings. Fuck the Vikings. Do they even exist?
No.
7 wins last year. 9 wins this year. I don't even fucking care about the Vikings.
Yep. Me either.
The Giants. The fucking Giants. 6 wins last year. 7 wins this year. I don't give a fuck about it.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm good.
The Texans. 4 wins last year.
Yeah.
They are actually the lowest win total of any projection on the board.
Right.
At 4.5.
Holy shit. Damn.
Dude.
4.5, huh?
Listen to 17 games. 17 games.
Right. Ooh. I mean, I guess they're expecting Deshaun Watson not to play.
I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to play. He's going to miss some games.
Yeah, I believe he will. He may not play again, bro. He's got like
22. I think
22 different lawsuits out there.
I think that he will. This is going to be, unfortunately, in this world, you're going to see where like doing what he probably did to all of these ladies, will get you a 1-year suspension.
Oof, yeah, man.
It feels cynical to even talk about it. I feel like the end result is he's going to miss a year.
Going to sit out this year? Yeah.
He's going to miss a year.
Yeah.
Is what I think. He's at least going to miss this year, I think.
Yeah.
I just don't see where he can. I think, you know, as this goes on and on, the NFL is going to, they have, I don't know.
Yeah.
They won four with him.
Right. So what are they without him, that might be the least talented roster in the NFL.
Or just if he plays all of the toxic, because Houston is a fucking dumpster fire.
Yeah, they're
before all this shit happened.
Right.
Before all this happened.
Yeah, remember that time they traded DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson? Yeah, mm-hmm. That was good. That worked out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a fucking dumpster fire. They deserve what they get. So yeah, whatever. I mean, under
4.5 under.
I mean, shit.
Oh,
dude.
Goodness gracious.
Good God. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't like that either way. But still, 4.5. That's still surprising when you say it, though. 4.5.
Yeah, man. It's the lowest one on the board.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm gonna stay away from that one. Washington football team. 7 last year, 8.5 this year. Dude, I've been hearing when you listen to punditry, like educated voices.
Yeah.
People are thinking Washington can do something.
I like Washington a lot. A lot.
I think they might have something in that fucking quarterback that they got.
That
played in the play. Heinicke?
Oh, yeah. Talking about, Heinicke. Yeah.
Heinicke.
Whatever his name is. Yeah. Heinicke.
Sounds like Heinicke.
That's right. Heinicke.
He's like Rocky. Heinicke. Dude, he's like Rocky Balboa out there.
He is.
You got two Rocky Balboas. You got him and you got Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
And you know what else? For sheer gambling orgasmic fun. They're going to be in it. This is going to be the NFC East shit show.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And I want a rooting interest at the end.
Think, yeah.
So I'm going to go Washington football team. Sounds heavy at 8.5. Take the fucking over.
Take it over, man. I like it.
Put a unit on the over.
That
fuck with the NFC East.
Yes. I like it, and then I like the fact that Chase Young, that kid, I think he may be other than Bosa, he might be the best pass rusher in the NFL.
Oh, I think he's better than Bosa, and
you
I think
he's better than Bosa. I mean, it's close.
I think he's a team dude. By the end of his rookie year, you could see that he was the heart and fucking soul of that team.
So good, bro.
He's a future Hall of Famer.
I agree.
He's gonna be on your TV in 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
At halftime, he's got it. He's got the it.
He does. He really
does. He's a man. He's a leader. Chase Young is fucking shit.
Yep.
I'm riding with football team, bro.
Let's go. They didn't even
give
have
me football
name,
team.
But fuck them. Let's go.
Fucking team without a name.
Team without a name. I love it.
Next lowest total on the board is going to be the Detroit Lions at 5.5. They won 5 last year. I don't think they got better at quarterback. I think they got worse.
They did get worse, for sure. And, yeah, I don't know what to expect with Goff. I mean, I don't know.
They got rid of Matt Patricia.
They did. He was a fucking
needed to.
Awful head coach.
Not a good head coach.
Who did they hire? Do we know? Do you know off the top of your head? I don't know.
They hired somebody, but who's paying attention?
Who gives
to that
a fuck?
Shit?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Does it really matter?
We just put money on this shit. We don't actually, you know,
that's
pay
true.
Attention.
We don't actually research, right? That would be stupid. Yeah, that would be dumb. It's only money, right? We don't just, like you said, we don't play for the money. We play for
fun
the
tickets.
Thrill. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know the Lions. I'm kind of indifferent on the Lions. I have no clue what to expect from them, but yeah,
I don't want to fuck with it.
Yep. I'm good on the Lions.
I would lean under, but don't fuck with it. The Bucks, defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Won 11 games last year. They re-signed everybody.
They did.
They re-signed everybody.
They're going for another one.
And then Vegas has got them at 11.5, which is only second to the Chiefs at 12.
Yeah, it seems
11.5 to the Bucks. What say you, Ben?
It seems low. It seems fucking low. I'm just saying.
Seems low to me.
Yeah, I mean, good God, dude. They've gotten everybody back, and I think they've signed a couple of guys too, haven't they? Like, I feel like they're gonna be better this year, like than they were last year. And they won 11 last year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, give me the over all day.
That was with the Saints beating them twice too, by the way.
Exactly, dude. I mean, come on. Give me the over. As much as I fucking hate to say it, like, give me the over, dude. Like, they're gonna be tough, dude, because that defense started playing really, really well towards the end of the year.
They got it together at the right time.
They did. And I think that's only gonna improve this year. So give me the over, bro. Give me the over.
I'm not betting on a hated rival.
Yeah.
Refuse to fucking root for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pass. That seems like a fair bet, but I'm gonna let my bias keep me from making money there.
There you go. There you go. I like it.
Arizona, 8 last year. Actual wins. Got them to 8-8. You can't go 8-8 this year, Ben.
You can't do it. It's impossible.
8-8 is no longer the sign of mediocrity, and with an uneven number of games, what is the sign of mediocrity going to be? I don't know, but
is
Vegas thinks
8-9 or 9-8 or 7-10.
Vegas thinks they're going to be mediocre because so they've got them at 8 wins again this year.
So they're going to be 8-9.
8-9.
Man. Yeah. Can I pick a push? Can I take a push?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'll take a push.
You bet 8. That's what you're doing, and hoping they get to 8.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm taking. I'm taking a push here. I think they're just a mediocre team. I think they've got a mediocre coach. They've got an above average quarterback. Maybe. I don't know. I still don't know about Kyler Murray yet, but I think 8 wins. Push it.
This is Kyler Murray's year to make his move. And guess what? I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think he's a good kid. I just don't think he's big enough to play in the NFL.
I agree. I'm not a Kyler Murray fan. I'm actually, no, let me rephrase that. I am a Kyler Murray fan. I just don't think he's got enough to be a franchise quarterback. So,
nope. He'll look fantastic early on in the season. Then he gets banged up, and then it's a different story.
Yep.
I'm staying away from mediocrity there. Rams, dude, this is one I'm big on. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Rams won 10 games last year with Casey Goff in 16 games. This year, Vegas thinks that the Rams are going to win 10 games with Matt Stafford in 17 games. Give it all. I want all the money. I want all the money on the Rams over 10 wins.
I think that
Matt Stafford is such an upgrade, and they have a little money to spend, and you're going to see that's going to become a location, a destination, as much as a West Coast team can be with their tax structure in L.A. I think you're going to start to see athletes go, I don't want to fucking play in New York or L.A. It's making 15% less money.
Yeah.
To play here. So I feel like Stafford's still going to be able to recruit people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to win a lot more than 10 games. I got the Rams in the Super Bowl this year.
Ooh,
if the Saints, at least the NFC Championship game against the Saints.
Okay. I can dig it, man. I think you got a superior upgrade at quarterback with Stafford. Like, I mean, it's not close, right? I mean, Stafford, I'm so intrigued to see how he's going to look on a team that actually has talent. It's going to be kind of weird. Like,
I feel like if Stafford went to San Fran, I got San Fran in the Super Bowl. If Stafford went to Miami,
yeah,
you got a compelling case for Miami to go far.
Right.
LA is a good team. I think your coach in LA figured out Goff isn't the answer, dude. They found a way out. Not only did they get rid of Goff, they got a premium asset.
Yeah, they
in return.
Yeah. I know, dude. It's crazy to think that, I mean, not only were they able to get rid of him, but they're actually able to get something in return for him, which is crazy because, I mean, he was just absolute garbage the last 2 years. But, hey, I really want to see, like, how it's going to look because, I mean, we all think, you know, if McShay or McVay is the guru that he's supposed to be, and I mean, this should be, I think I like your bet. I think it should be like almost a slam dunk here.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Everybody's all in on the Rams over 10. Next team, Ravens. 11 wins last year. 11 wins this year. Mm-hmm. I'm putting a unit on the under here.
I immediately thought the same thing. I just do not like I don't, it's not that I don't like Lamar Jackson. I just don't think he's a very good quarterback.
I think he's a good quarterback, but I think he's got, I think teams are starting to scheme a little better. And eventually it's something again, at some point he's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
he's done a great job of escaping injury so far, but I feel like, yeah, that day's coming. I mean, it's death taxes and quarterbacks that are historic runners in the NFL eventually get hurt from running. Yep. They have shortened careers. Something big happens. I mean, I don't wish it upon him. I hope he continues to avoid it, but it's just, and even with that, I mean, they went 11-5 last year, but they were kind of fading towards the end.
They were. Yeah. And their defense is not like the same Ravens defense that it used to be either. So, you know, it's a good defense. It's not a great defense though. So,
and they get figured out in the playoffs.
Right. Exactly.
You know, they make their match in the playoffs every season. So I could see going under a unit on the Ravens there.
I agree.
Dude, the Las Vegas Raiders. I want to root for this team. I want to be a fan of I want them to be like my backup in case the Saints fucking something happens. New Orleans falls into the ocean.
That's your team now. Yeah. Which, you know, could happen. It's not like that's
part, it's my learn to swim team, you know? Yeah. I feel like Vegas won 8 last year. They're projected at 7.5 this year. I don't want any part of that. I just, I want to like this team, but I don't like this team.
I like the Raiders as a team. I don't like the Raiders as a team, if that makes any sense. Like, I just like them. I like the Raiders, but I don't really know what to expect from the Raiders from year to year, man. Like, they're always up and down, man. Like, they were one of the few teams. They beat the Chiefs last year in the regular season. And then they go the next week and they almost lose to the Jets. Like, they were gifted a win by the Jets. Like, they should have lost, you know? Yeah. So, I don't fuck with no Raiders, man.
The Bears are next. I'm not going to fuck with them either. The Bears. This is ridiculous. The Bears won 8 games last year. 7 is the projection this year. Who's their quarterback?
I believe it's not Trubisky. Trubisky's gone, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not Trubisky.
It's got to be. They got somebody. Didn't they get somebody? Andy motherfucking Dalton. bro.
Now I'm interested again.
The red rifle.
All right, bro. This is the year it all falls. This is the year the wheels fall off. They really did. This is when the dumpster fire turns into a nuclear fallout zone.
Yeah.
Dude, give me under 7 wins.
Yeah.
Give me under 7 for the Bears.
There is. I'm sorry, man. There is no, like, if there was an opposite of Ryan Fitzpatrick, it would be Andy Dalton. Like, there's zero magic there. None.
All the magic's gone.
The magic never really existed for Andy Dalton. But under, please.
Yeah, the Dolphins were warriors last year. Last year. Yeah. They went 9-6. I'm sorry, they went 10-6 last year. This year, Vegas has got them at 9. You don't have Fitzmagic to step in and bail you out anymore. And that started to happen late in the season when Tua was playing. Dude, the Dolphins were a squad last year.
They were.
That just didn't have... I don't know. It was when they made the decision to switch to Tua mid-season. Mm-hmm. To see what they had with, you know, I think there was like 5, 6, 7 games left.
Yeah.
It was halfway through.
Yeah.
It really fucked up my betting on the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that upset me.
Yeah.
And I won't be fooled again. I'm not going to put money on the Dolphins win total because I don't know what the fuck those crazy bastards are going to do at quarterback.
Don't know, man. You don't know. I mean, I love to. I think he's going to be a great quarterback, but I don't know. He's always got, I don't know.
Tua gets still hurt. Still young. Year.
What's that?
He gets hurt.
He will get hurt. I mean, it's almost, that's kind of inevitable, I think. But I don't want to mess with that one either. I'm good. I'll pass.
You're not supposed to say that NFL quarterbacks aren't very smart. I don't think Tua is that smart.
I don't know. I'm not in that brain. I don't know. I don't know what Tua knows or doesn't know. I just know I like Tua as a person.
I like him as a person too, but I don't think he's very
smart. But whatever that means. I don't know what that means. Which means he's probably not gonna succeed. So
the Browns. Nice guys finished last, Ben.
Yeah.
Nice guys finished last.
Yes,
the Browns have got 11 wins last year. Looking at 10 this year.
No respect for the Browns, bro. No respect for the Browns.
You're not going to get on the every preseason for the last 3 years Browns hype train?
No, I'm on it. I think the Browns are going to win that division, bro. I'm all over it. I think this is going to be the year, man. I think you're going to see Odell get healthy. Jarvis is going to be there. They sign Clowney. If he can stay healthy, big if. They're going to have two really, really good pass rushers. And because I like the Browns, I like rooting for the Browns. I don't know what it is, but I just like rooting for the Browns. So give me the Browns. Give me over 10 wins. I think they win 12. I think they go 12-5. Count it. That's my shot. That's all I got.
I'm going to let you have that one. I'm staying away from that one because the next one is my favorite on the entire shebang.
Yep. I know what you were going with.
Okay. So the Indianapolis Colts managed to win 11 games with Phillip Rivers as their quarterback last year. And then they went out and they drafted. Or no, I'm sorry. I mean, when word went out that the Eagles were shopping Carson Wentz around, I was like, who would do that? Who would take him? Who would go give me that big, stupid salary and a guy that's done? A guy that's just done. He's like the Chuck Liddell of the NFL.
Ooh.
Yeah. Chuck Liddell's going to be fighting Jake Paul soon on Snoop Dogg pay-per-view.
Give me Jake Paul, please.
Yes. Dude, Jake Paul beat the fuck out of Chuck Liddell.
I'll
buy that one.
I would buy the shit out of that.
That's a good one.
Yes.
9.5 wins is the projected Vegas total. I'm so under on this. I'm so under on this.
Okay, man.
Because it's going to take them a while to figure out that. I mean, dude, Carson Wentz is so bad.
Yeah, he's not
so
good.
Bad.
He's not. Ever since he got like the hurt a couple years ago, he just has the same guy.
Something. You know, he's it's in his head, dude.
He's scared.
It's in his head. You watch him play. You watch all these quarterbacks. The thing that shows up in the stats, but you don't know unless you really watch the games. Is quarterbacks that are indecisive.
Yep.
You know, that's what a Jones, you know, at the Giants does. You know, Darnold was guilty of that. That's why I don't think Darnold's going to be that great success. You know, sometimes, unless you watch the games, you don't see the indecision.
Right.
But you see it in the stat sheet, and you see it in the win and loss, and you see it between teams that have good successful passing attacks and those that don't. And sometimes they say it's on the receivers and the talent they're surrounded with. Wentz just doesn't know what to do with the ball, and then he crumbles. 9.5, taking the under 9.5 is a gift. It's a gift.
It seems almost too good to be true. Like, it really does. And that's why I would not do anything here.
Okay.
Just because this offensive line is way worlds better than the offensive line he came from. I think he's got better weapons. He's going to have some better weapons. I just think it's a trap bet, man. I think it's a trap, but I'm staying away. I would stay away from this one.
Agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying go heavy. You bet on Kelvin Gastelum last weekend. I was trying to talk about it. You and I were texting prior to the Gastelum Whitaker fight, and I'm going, you're like, I'm thinking Gastelum's great value. And I'm like,
It was a good value.
This is gonna be like a field trip. You know, we're gonna watch one man beat another man up today. Kids, yeah, get on the bus, and that's what Robert Whitaker did.
That was a clinic. Yep.
I was telling you, like, dude, no.
Yeah.
The bet to make is Andre Arlovsky to win by decision.
And
guess what?
I did that. Mm-hmm. I did listen there.
And that's the special prop that hit. The next game. This feels like disrespect too. Titans 11-5 last year. Vegas has got the Titans at 9 this year. What changed?
Yeah, I don't know what changed.
How did they get worse all of a sudden?
I don't know. And then how do
they got an extra game?
So they're saying that basically the Colts, who obviously downgraded, and the Titans, who did nothing. So all of a sudden now the Colts are on par with the Titans. Nah.
That's where the buy it. Dude, this is what you got to find.
Yeah, I think there's value there for sure.
You've got to find these stupid things, and those are the ones that you get on. That's just disrespectful, like it is against the Saints.
And I like Brable. You know? I think Brable's a good coach.
Yeah.
So give me that.
Yeah.
Give me some Titans.
All right, moving quickly.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Yep.
Take the over. Titans 9 wins. Ben, we're going to move fast here.
Cool.
We're moving quick. I've got Seahawks, 12 wins last year, 10 wins this year. This is devolving into a bad situation in Seattle.
Yep.
Do they go 10? They're going to squeak out 10-7, but it's going to be seen as a failure.
Yeah.
It's going to be seen as the beginning of the end. I'm staying away from that one. The Packers, 13 last year, 11 this year.
I lean over because their division is going to be fucking trash.
They're just going to do. They're just going to do. What
they're just going to win. They're just going to win.
Just going to do what they do.
Yep.
Put a unit on the Packers over.
It's the Packers.
17 games. They're going to win 11 of them.
Yep.
Bills. Bills went 13-3 last year. This year it's 10.5
with an extra game. Give me
with an extra game.
Bills are good.
I'm riding with the Bills, dude.
I'm in that Bills mafia.
That stupid money I almost put on New England earlier.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on the Bills. I remember
that. Yeah. Take that money you were going to put on the Patriots and put it on the Bills.
Right.
Yeah, do that.
Dude, our last team and this team, you want to talk about the end of an era. I know they just, looks like the news came out this week that they re-signed their coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin has been extended, but the Steelers, 12 wins last year. Big Ben's coming back to maybe mentor somebody.
Farewell tour.
What's going? 8.5.
What? That seems like a sucker bet, man. That seems like a sucker bet, right?
That's worse than Kelvin Gastelum to beat Robert.
Oh, all right. Yep. Yeah, I'm never going to live that one down, bro. Oh, man.
It's never about the winning bets. It's always about the losing bets.
Oh, of course, dude. You never remember the wins.
You only remember the
terrible bets.
Right.
Or the bad beats. That's what you really remember.
The bad beats, terrible bets. That wasn't a bad beat. That was a bad beat.
Terrible bet.
Kelvin Gastelum.
It was just dumb.
He got beat badly. So.
I mean, it screams over, right? Doesn't it scream over to you? Like, Pittsburgh, over 8.5? Like, come on. You mean they're gonna go 9-8? I mean, I think that's very doable. It's one of the best divisions in football, so.
I'm going to take whatever I would put there, and I'm going to put an extra one on the Saints.
Okay, so you're gonna do that. I got it, man.
Yeah.
So if we've learned anything today,
right?
It's we're gonna put some respect on the Saints' name.
We're gonna put some respect on the Saints' name. We're gonna put some disrespect on. I am on Indy.
Yeah,
totally. We're all gonna disrespect fucking Atlanta always, but we're not fucking with them money wise.
Yes.
Ben likes the Bucks. I do not. Washington football team. Somebody's got to come out of the East. We really like fucking with the Eagles. That's just going to be fun.
Yeah.
And definitely going under on the 49ers.
Oh, and over Chargers. Over Chargers.
That's my
lock. Over Chargers.
Ben.
Yes.
Dude. It feels good to talk NFL wagering again.
Yeah, man. It's like we're home.
It had been too long.
It has been.
So good to see you. I've missed you so much, NFL football. So glad that this drought is over. I've missed it. I've missed it. And it's back. And then after that, it's going to be fucking going again for quite a while. So, we'll get less my favorite degenerate thing to do in the world is to bet on the preseason. That's going to be a dying. That's going to be one of those. That's going to be like Blockbuster Video, bro. Yeah, tell your kids about that one. Well, we used to gamble on the preseason. I had this thing called the preseason. We used to gamble on it. It's going away.
Yeah, dude.
Ben, do you have anything to allow for the good of the show or the taking the over universe?
Look, man, I am all in. All in on the Chargers. That's my surprise team this year. But yes, I do have one. Never bet on Gastelum.
Never bet on Kelvin Gastelum.
Yeah, I don't care who he's fighting. Just don't do it.
No, not in the year 2021.
That's it. Not this year. Not ever.
Well, I'm glad you were here and able to join me. I appreciate your time. I'm glad we got to spend some time talking NFL football wagers. Don't forget to subscribe to Taking the Over wherever you get your pods. And don't forget to tune in to the NFL Draft Extravaganza. If you don't catch the live feed, of course, we're going to publish it too. We're going to do some fun stuff during that. So, Ben, I want you to say goodbye to all of our wonderful listeners out there.
Goodbye there, Who Dat Nation.
And I will see you all on the other after the draft side. Later.